day is it?
Throwback Thursday.
Throwback.
Throwback.
Throwback Thursday.
A bit of a throwback.
You know, throwback
Thursday.
What does that mean?
It's more fun.
Okay.
It's Thursday and tomorrow's Friday.
Come on, start this thing.
Let's put on a show.
Let's make it our best show ever.
What is this?
Showtime.
Morning. Welcome to Big Jim's house with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan.
Hey, would somebody let Tito out?
6 o'clock on the nose, partly cloudy, 35 for a high today. I'm glad you're here because after Snowmageddon yesterday, I think we can all take a deep breath and just be glad that we all survived the snowstorms, the raging winds.
I truly believe your theory on what's-his-face retiring is 100% accurate.
Jerry Hodak, yeah. when he retired, he took every good piece of weather equipment with him and moved to Florida. Convinced. Yeah, he just, like, screw it. I don't know. You don't want to be the people that bag on the weather, folks, because they have a job to do, obviously, and they're supposed to, you know, if they didn't warn us, we'd scream at them because they didn't tell us, right? But come on. I don't know, as you know, I was standing outside yesterday, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I think I even put a Facebook video up and went, I was throwing snow on the camera going, yep, Snowmageddon, here it is.
Well, and that's the thing. I stayed here working on stuff, and I'm like, oh, I need to leave before the snow starts coming. And I walk outside, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, never came. That's okay, though. You know. So, Jerry Hodak, thanks. Hope you're happy, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry.
Yeah, thanks, Jerry Hodak. Want to give a shout-out to my coffee maker this morning. You'd appreciate this move. I had to share this real quick.
Okay.
So, we have the coffee maker, and I forgot to put the water in the one side where you make the single cup ones.
I've heard this story before.
So, we have a cup. I put a cup in there, and then I fill it up, and then I pour it in my Go mug, right? Because they don't fit underneath there.
Right.
So, I don't know what I was thinking. Apparently, there's this new law of physics out. A lot of people may not know this, that when you pull something towards you, the thing that's there that's loosely sitting, like a coffee cup, will actually move towards you as well.
So what'd you spill?
No, it was an empty coffee mug that I shot about 8 feet across the kitchen floor and busted it.
Oh.
Yeah, at 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's the worst. I dropped a whole thing of sugar one morning, too, all over the floor, and here comes Tito. I'm like, no!
I do not want to see a 2-pound chihuahua on a sugar bus. I saw you yesterday after we got those treats. Is it similar?
It was worse. I was like, no, stop, stop.
Does he look like Tony Montana a little bit? Is he doing the whole thing? Say hello to my little furry
friend.
Yeah,
it was like...
Okay. Hey, guys. He's outside picking fights with German shepherds. Okay, I'll tell you what the deal is, man. You get the sugar, you get the women. No?
You can't get that off the floor either. It's there, like, for weeks. The little granule.
The sugar or the dog?
No, the sugar.
Okay, I'm checking. So anyway, if Tito wants to come by, there's coffee cup all over the floor. He's more than welcome. What's coming up in sports?
Wings in action last night. Did they get a win? Also, there's a new leader in Big Ten College.
We talk Zion, too?
We can talk about that.
Bad shoe moment last night.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Buttery and nutty and perfect for fall and Thanksgiving.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
CSX, Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. Angie as well. Partly cloudy, 35 for a high, and that's where we're at right now. Any issues on the road, Aaron?
Actually looking pretty good. Just your usual slow areas on area freeways.
Okay, we were talking about this guy. We were trying to figure out what this guy was doing. You can play along with this as well. 248-398-9279, our studio number. What's going on with this guy? Okay, so now you can definitely hear, I mean, this is legitimate pain. What's your name? Oh, that's, hold on a second. Is that Barb and Fraser? Barb, what do you think it is?
Oh, the noise on the audio clip?
Yeah.
Okay, my best guess would be either the guy's getting a whole body waxing, or maybe he was getting a circumcision without benefit of anesthesia.
No, that's not funny. That's not funny. I'm not laughing, Barb. No, we're not laughing there. Nope. Okay, well, thanks for that. Do you realize every guy listening right now just crossed their legs and they don't know why? They don't know why. Thanks, Barb. Have a good morning.
Well, you too. I love listening to you guys on the way to work.
Oh, you're awesome.
Oh, where are you working at today, Barb?
I work at Henry Ford Cottage Hospital in the ER.
Wow. Well, good on you. That's great work that you do. Thanks for having us on, too.
Thanks for you guys being there to keep me entertained in the morning.
You got it. All right, Barb. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that's cool. There she goes. So it's not somebody getting circumcised.
Are you uncomfortable now?
Yes. Very uncomfortable. Listen, Ryan, you want to do that?
That wasn't the top 30 guesses I had.
What guy thinks about getting circumcised on YouTube? Never. Don't answer that.
Because there's some guy out there.
Yeah, that's why I said don't answer that, because there's some guy. No. Behind the old Kmart in Waterford where I live. Anyway, so here's the sound.
Yeah.
He's getting a tattoo. His first tattoo.
There's two people that chimed in at 248-398-9279 that had it correct. Getting a tattoo.
Because that's how much tattoos hurt, right?
No. That guy's a wimp. I'm going to throw it out there.
248-398-9279. As you guys, we've talked about this before in the show. You guys both have ink. I've figured out what I want to get. Let me get the submarine dolphins on my left shoulder. But after hearing that poor, painful guy, I'm not sure that I want to do this now because it's going to hurt that much. And he's a big dude. You'll see it. It's at WCSX.com.
Don't be a baby.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
I like wearing diapers. So it didn't hurt.
For me, it didn't hurt. For me, on the one on my arm that took the longest out of the two I have, it just became annoying. Like, I started to get annoyed by the guy doing it. Like, all right, get done, get over with it because it's starting to bug me now. But it didn't hurt.
None of them hurt on you?
Armpit, when they got close to my armpit.
Oh, yeah, that.
On my one sleeve, yeah. And my elbow, yeah. But other than that, no.
How long does it take?
It depends on what you get. Like, sleeves,
size.
You don't sit there, like, all day. I did sleeve in sessions. That was, like, 2-3 hour sessions at a time.
What's mine, like, just an emblem? You know, it's like...
Hour and a half?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah.
But it doesn't hurt.
No.
So why is this guy, again, the video's at WCSX.com, right on the front page, you'll see it there. Why is he freaking out that much?
Because he's a big baby, and if I was that tattoo artist, I'd make him get up from the chair and leave my studio.
Fred from Roseville just texted in, big time wimp.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's what it is. He has no pain tolerance whatsoever.
Okay.
It's probably like me, gets a headache and starts crying.
Oh, somebody said, think like sunburn. Okay, that's a good comparison.
Seriously, that's what it feels like.
Yeah, the shading part, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you want, we can just break apart a pen and do it today on your arm.
Like a prison tattoo?
Yeah. I watched Boondock Saints enough to know how to do it.
I watched Oz.
Hey, Jim's not laughing. It's weird. I don't find any of this funny.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
That's it. I'm going to be right outside those doors. The next time I have to come in here, I'm cracking skulls.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
CSX, Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 646, 35 degrees, about all we're going to get today. Partly cloudy skies. Any issues on the road, Aaron?
We have a disabled vehicle southbound I-75 just after 11 miles in the left center lane, so keep an eye out for that.
Okay, that disabled vehicle was taken down by a squirrel here in Detroit. A lot of people don't know that. Go to the Big Jim's House newsroom. Breaking news, according to World News Daily Report, Detroit Police Department has investigated an incident where a woman trained 27 squirrels to attack her ex-boyfriend. The alleged victim reportedly lost two fingers and one man bit. The only problem with the story is it's not real. It's fake news. It started 2 years ago as a joke from the World News Daily Report. They put the picture up of a woman and Police Chief Craig. Now, why are we bringing this up again?
Because yesterday, it's back.
They had to address it again yesterday. Someone shared it again. It's on our website, WCSX.com, which is all your source for a squirrel attacking men in the private parts news. They had to address it again because people are like, is this real? Did this really happen? No, she didn't.
Did you see the mugshot they posted, though, of this woman? It's greatness.
That's, again, it's at WCSX.com. Our texting's not working right now. We're efforting to get that running here. So, yeah, the squirrel story. That's a real mugshot of some lady. Seriously, that's a real mugshot.
No, it is not.
I swear to God, it's a real mugshot
that
of somebody.
That can't be real.
Not from that story, obviously, but they stole it from, like, 2014 from another thing. That woman. But again, if you hear the story, if it goes around on Facebook today and you're like, did you hear the thing about the woman in Detroit to train the squirrels to attack her ex-boyfriend? It's not true. It's fake news.
In all fairness, though, some of the little squirrels are not very nice. We have one in our yard that we referred to as the squirrel father.
You've talked about drives off all the other squirrels.
Yeah, and yeah. He taunts our 2-pound chihuahua from the window. Like, he physically stands in the window and stares at Tito.
Well, looking at Tito's like a snack.
No, right. I'm serious. That's what he does.
He's
evil.
He's just controlling the neighborhood. It's all he's doing. It's the only squirrel with a ring that the other squirrels kiss. It's very weird. So again, if you're getting up this morning, you're like, man, I don't know if I can go to work. There's attack squirrels in Detroit. Not true. It's not true. We do have sound of the boyfriend, though. Is the attack squirrel getting him? I don't know how to say this one thing, because they said he lost two fingers, and again, fake news, two fingers and one
piece of his man bits.
Huevos Mancheros? Can we call it that? Does that work? Okay. Okay, yeah, there he is yelling. So we do know, again, the story about the woman training attack squirrels in Detroit is fake news. However, both the squirrels have now been cast on Empire, so we're kind of excited about that. Too soon? I can't sell?
They like Subway.
Yeah, wow. Ready, 4.7 WCSX, Big Jim's House, 706, 35 degrees. All right, coming up in a couple minutes here. That would be two tickets for Bob Seger, When You Hear.
Two songs from Seger. When the second one starts, just be caller number 31 at 248-398-9279. Lots of text messages coming in. When's the next chance to win Seger tickets?
Before 7:30. All right. So to hang in there with us. 707, partly cloudy. 35 for a high. It's where we're at right now. Issues on the road, Aaron?
We do have some debris that is actually in the clearing stages right now. Northbound I-75 after Holbrook. It was in the left lane, left center lane. They do have a crew out there trying to remove that. And they just cleared that disabled vehicle southbound 75 after 11 mile, but still kind of a slow go through that stretch.
Can you check the Woodhaven area? Are there any police chases going on that we need to be aware of in Woodhaven right
Very
now?
Very slow one.
Is there anything going on around the Walmart in Woodhaven? What we're talking about is this. Yep, there you go. What was the last month we got this whole conversation about weird things at Walmart? What you've seen at Walmart. We always love those calls, by the way, 248-398-9279. But our friends at Woodhaven, a woman was recently arrested for using one of Walmart's motorized carts to steal $170 worth of merchandise. The woman stole men's clothes and groceries before attempting to leave the store. A loss prevention officer chased after the scooter.
Breaking the law.
He stopped the woman before calling the police. The woman gave a false name before being transported to jail. She called herself Mario Andretti. So we were looking up how fast those scooters go. You found a speed force, Aaron?
2 miles per hour.
That's it. So she decided to get away on a scooter that does 2 miles an hour from the Walmart in Woodhaven.
What a rebel.
So, by a show of hands here in the studio, any of us ever got in trouble in a store? Two of the three people have raised their hands. Gentlemen. What'd you get in trouble for here?
A bunch of friends and this. Yeah, we went to our local Meijer very late or early, depending on how you look at it. And you know those bouncy ball things that have the handles on them that you can bounce on? We proceeded to have races up and down the aisles on those after consuming adult beverages that we took from the adult beverage aisle and hadn't paid for yet. And so, therefore, we were kindly escorted from the local neighborhood, Meijer. And
you were run from that on a hoppy horse, bouncing up and down the aisle. Okay.
While having adult beverages.
There you go.
Which so that's we would set down on shelves and then continue to bounce around.
That's a great story. And what's interesting is not really out of character for you. Let's be honest.
It's true.
Let's be honest. But our producer, Ryan, our young Ryan here, our millennial, took it to the next level.
We used to do Mario Kart races in Meijer in the little cars.
Wait a minute. So the motorized scooters in Meijer.
Yeah, we used to go, like Aaron, for whatever reason, in high school and stuff, and no matter what we were doing, we ended up at a Meijer or a Walmart.
Because they were open 24 hours.
And we would just hang out in the furniture section and kick it, hang out. But then we started, you know what would be funny? Let's do real Mario Kart and jump on those. So you'd be flying down the produce aisle, see a banana, take it, take it out of the peel and throw the peel behind you and then keep going.
So you took the motorized scooters and played Mario Kart in a Meijer throwing bananas around there.
Yeah, flying around.
You're not flying.
I wish I would have thought about that. I don't think they had the motorized scooters when I was in high school, though.
But you know what the issue was? I think what really got us in trouble was when
everything?
We went. Well, yeah, that, but also when you went, oh, wait a second, I work at a golf course. I know if you stick a key, a T in the governor, those bad boys go flying, those golf carts. Let's see if this thing has a governor. So you start taking it apart a little bit, the seat off.
Did it work?
No, I couldn't find a governor on it.
All right, so Aaron bounced around a mire. You tried to actually tear apart one of the motorized scooters and played Mario Kart.
That's
at
fun.
A mire.
It's all in good fun. Got your buddy sitting in the front basket.
It's fun.
It's not.
I used to like to pick up the PA system too and page random people in the
what
store.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Is there a Seymour Butts here?
Exactly.
Seymour Butts.
Stop it.
From The Simpsons, that's what we would do, the whole Moe's Tavern thing.
We're going to go have a prayer group. We'll be right back. CSX, Big Jim's House, 737 248-398-9279, our studio number. Do you live with somebody, or maybe your parents or your dad is the kind of person who took his pants off? We want to hear from you. Just took them off when he got home, or where have you dropped trowel? 248-398-WCSX. We'll explain why in just a second. Partly cloudy, 35 for a high. 35 is what we're at right now for temperature. Issues on the road, Aaron?
Eastbound 696, the ramp to the southbound M10 Lodge. There's a crash in the left lane there, and might be a little slow. So just allow yourself some extra time.
Well, if you have some extra time this morning, take your pants off.
Pants on the ground. Pants on the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
So the reason we're talking about this morning is there's this whole thread of this guy. He was an Air France flight, right?
Yeah, a woman was traveling to France over the weekend, and she noticed this man sitting next to her who was getting very, very comfortable for the flight. When we say comfortable, he took his pants off. And was just sitting there in his boxers.
Right. Just getting comfy, man. I mean, and there's multiple photos. Now, what we've done is we put it up on our Facebook page, Big Jim's House on WCSX. You want to see the whole story here. 248-398-9279. He just got comfy. See, I grew up in a house where my dad would come home from work, and he was very ritualistic. We had dinner at 6 every night. You had to be home by 6 o'clock. But when my dad got home, took his pants off, hung them on the doorknob in the bedroom, right? You know, the door, and then would either take a shower or get a glass of iced tea, sit down and watch the 5 o'clock news in his boxers every night. That's just the way it was. Wouldn't even change his work shirt.
But it was like two dudes in the house, right? Just you and your pops, right?
Well, no, even my dad got remarried. You, my stepmom, Barbara. Barbara would be there. Yeah, he would just take his pants
boxers,
off and sit around his
which
boxers.
Are like shorts. Now, if it was tighty whities, then I'd be like, no.
So your dad didn't do that?
No.
Again, if you go to our Facebook page, you'll see it right there, this whole story. This dude just took him off on an airplane.
But it escalates from there, though, because then the woman went to the flight attendants and was like, listen, you know, this is making me really uncomfortable, the fact that this dude is sitting here in his underpants. Then it just gets crazy. Then he takes off his shoes and socks. The whole story, it's wild. Then there's a ukulele. There's all sorts of other things happening while all of this no pants man having stuff is going on.
The fact he just dropped trowel, man. So that's why we're singing to ourselves.
Pants on the ground. Pants on the ground.
Absolutely nuts. 243-989-279. Now, I will occasionally do that, but if nobody's home. If nobody's home, or, you know, if you take a day off, I'll walk around the studio in my boxers.
What?
No, I wouldn't do that one. Hold on, let's grab this real quick. Carolyn Livonia. Hi, Carolyn. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
We're good. So do you have a pants-off story?
I do. Every single day, my husband barely gets in the door, and his pants are off. And then the rest of the night, he walks around in his skivvies. It's just him and I, so I guess it's okay, but every single day he does.
He doesn't even think about it. Tidy whities or boxers?
It don't matter.
Doesn't matter either or. Okay. As I'm saying, guys, we don't care. I mean, we're just comfortable that way. So this guy in the airplane, I've never just taken my pants off on an airplane before, but damn. Okay.
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
That is.
A little bit.
Yeah, that they call that showing your business class. I think that's where he was sitting. You got to see it. It's on our Facebook page there. Carolyn, thanks for listening. Have a good morning.
Have a great one. Bye.
Bye. So I guess the other side of this equation is, women won't do that? So, like, if nobody's home, will you just walk around in your underwear?
No.
Never?
No, I feel weird if I don't have some sort of clothing on.
Well, I'm saying, like, just take pants off, walk around in comfy underwear and a shirt. Nothing won't do that one?
I can't. Plus, it's damn cold in my house. We've already had this discussion.
So it's too cold for you to do that?
Yeah.
I will admit one time my dad forgot that I had a friend coming over and Dory Redmond came in and there was my dad sitting in his chair in his boxers.
Awkward moments at Big Jim's house.
Yeah, it didn't go well. That didn't go. And it was also cold in the house.
Welcome to Big Jim's house.
Hello. Welcome to our party.
Welcome to our home.
Well, welcome to America, amigo.
Welcome to my most humble, dishonorable establishment.
Welcome to Beer Fest.
Only on Detroit's Classic Rock, 94.7 WCSX.
CSX, Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan Angie is born at 751, 35 degrees. That's it for a high, partly cloudy skies. Issues on the road, Aaron?
We do have one problem this morning, and that would be eastbound 696, the connector ramp to southbound M10, the Lodge. There's an accident there. It looks like emergency crews are on the scene, but you are really slow going through that stretch.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that one.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground, looking like a fool with your pants.
So why are we talking about pants on the ground? Did you grow up in a house where your dad primarily was the one? I've never had a story anyone call and say their mom just took her pants off. She got home, slipped out of her slacks.
Slacks?
Right? I mean, it was dad. My dad did it. But this guy on an airplane leaving was from France to...
France to the States. Okay, so this friend of a friend was traveling and she chronicled the whole thing on her Twitter feed. So she's on the plane and she looks over at the guy across the aisle, and all of a sudden, he's just standing there in his boxers. Flight attendants don't even care. So she's like, this is going to be a long flight. So that wasn't enough. He takes a step further. Socks and shoes come off. So now he's sitting there in a T-shirt and boxers on an international flight. Then it gets even more bizarre because he fell asleep after he drank like 6 bottles of wine from the cart.
We all do on a plane.
And he gets up and must have decided he was cold, but instead of putting his pants back on, he just put on a puffy coat.
Now, you're going to see all these photos. Now, go to WCSX.com. It's right there in Big Jim's house page. Also, is it up on our Facebook page now, too? All right, it's up there. 248-398-9279. Somebody did text in about the Goldbergs.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's a show that you watch often.
So that's one of the best comedies on TV. But the dad, Murray, when he walks in, he just drops a man. He walks around in his tighty-whities, too. But your dad didn't do that.
No, I think it's because we had a full house all the time, because at one point we had like sister, her husband, kids, brother, his wife, kid. I mean, it was chaos in our house. So I don't think it's like you just couldn't do it.
I don't think my dad owned a pair of shorts, like traditional shorts. He had boxers and he had one pair of swim trunks and that was it. So my dad would get home from work and just take his pants off, hang them on the back of the door and walk around in his boxers, get his iced tea and watch the news. That's kind of how I grew up there. Tristan, how are you?
Good, how are you?
We're good.
So, are you one of those people that can't stand pants?
No, it's actually not me. My dad is actually the one who never wears his pants. He's a really big smoker, and he would just go out on the porch, doesn't matter what time of the year, and just smoke cigarettes in his boxers and a thin winter jacket. And he was also the type of guy where, like, if I had friends over, he'd wake up from, because he works a lot, so he'd wake up from his naps and come out to eat at the dinner table, and he'd just be wearing his boxers, and it didn't matter if I had a girl or guy over, he'd just be sitting there.
Your dad had no shame. He's just like, whatever, my house.
Ain't no shame in my game.
Yeah, he pays the bills, so.
There you go, man. There's a dude here by the radio station, like a block over. When I come in, sometimes I'll cut through this back way through the neighborhood, and it's 4:30, 4:45 in the morning, and he is standing outside, rain, snow, whatever, smoking a heater on his back porch. And I've seen him out there. Yeah, like pajama pants or shorts. I don't look that closely. And his snow boots. Care, man.
Yeah, it's so funny. My dad wears like, it's like a crappy version of Crocs, and he'll slip those on, go outside, smoke a cigarette.
Tristan, man, that's awesome. Thanks for sharing the story. Have a good day.
Yeah, no worries. You too.
There it goes. 248-398-9279. I do have audio from the guy by the radio station here.
Yeah?
When he goes out on the back porch. You can hear him. You got to listen closely, though.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
It's weird because he yells at me every time I drive by. Strange. 4.7 WCSX, Big Jim's house, 809, partly cloudy, 35 for a high. Any problems on the highways
here,
Aaron?
Actually, we did have that earlier problem, 696, the connector ramp to southbound Lodge. It's now been moved off to the shoulder, but it's still extremely slow going through that area. and they just cleared a disabled vehicle on eastbound 696 right there at I-75, and it's still slow in that area.
I'll keep an eye on that for you. Coming up pretty quick, you want to win two tickets to go see Bob Seger at Pine Knob. All you have to do is...
listen for two songs from Bob Seger when the second song starts. Be caller 31 at 248-398-9279. That's 248-398-WCSX. And we'll also hook you up with a very cool yellow vinyl copy of Bob Seger's 2 Plus 2 single.
There you go. Ticket, man. So we'll be doing that before 8:30. Hang in there. We were talking about this guy who put his pants on the ground, literally on an airplane, just took them off. Now, there's so much more. The photos of this guy and how comfortable he got on a plane, but it all starts with him just dropping trowel on an international flight.
Yeah, and the fact that the flight attendants didn't even really care about it, so this woman just decided to chronicle the whole entire thing on her Twitter feed and its greatness, because there a ukulele and little bottles of wine come into play at some point, too. If you want to see the whole story, we have it posted on our website, WCSX.com. Just click on the Big Jim's House link.
It's see right, right there. And on our Facebook page, too. So we've been getting lots of calls, all guys so far, talking about their dads. My dad dropped trowel all the time when he came home. Just took his pants off and did that. Shelly and Ipsy, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
We're good.
We're good. Do you have a wearing no pants story?
Oh, I do. My dad used to do that as well. The minute, you know, off came the pants and he's in his boxers. My 12-year-old son and my husband both do that when they get home. They just, you know, my off come the pants, they get thrown, and then they run around in boxers. For me as a woman, it's my bra. My bra. I go in the bathroom, take my bra off, and that's what I do.
Thank you. I'm right there with you.
So there it is. For guys, it's your pants. For women, it's your bra.
It
you
is.
Take the bra as soon as you get home.
Because we wear it all day, and it's so uncomfortable. And then if it's got wires in it, they dig into you. You're just over it.
Okay.
I don't wear the ones with the wires anymore. I'm older, and they dig into you. You have a bruise. I mean, that's,
yeah.
They've kind of found that can help with breast cancer, too. So I quit wearing them years ago.
But okay, so we take our pants off. You guys take your bras off.
Yep, we do. Have a great morning.
You too. Thanks for listening, Shelly. Bye.
Thank you.
All right, there she goes. So now, there you go. Guys take their pants off. Women take their bras off.
I didn't even think about that until she said that. But yeah, that's true. Usually when I get home, I put on my comfy clothes, and that's the first thing that goes.
Just take the bra off.
Yeah.
Ladies listening, this is what you do.
Yeah, and if you get really good at it, you can take it off without taking your shirt off. You can pull it through your arm sleeve.
I tried to take my underwear off without taking my pants off once. It didn't work. It was really uncomfortable. You talk about a wedgie? Wow. Man. I can try. You want me to try now? You sure?
Please don't.
You want me to?
I don't want that in the studio today.
I would take my bra off, but I don't want to.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Are you through?
No. I'm doing society a favor.
So?
That's another one right now. You through?
Not even close. But
good.
Call or text 2483.
CSX Big Jim's House Triple Shot Thursday. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan Angie this morning. 35 for high. Actually kind of nice outside. Couple quick food notes for you, Aaron. I know you love these ones.
Oh, I love food.
I saw this Papa John's thing pop up. I actually saw some photos of this. They're doing a hot honey chicken and waffle pizza. Chicken, waffle crumbles, bacon, cheesy, and spicy honey.
You know what? I would try that because they just brought back the Philly cheesesteak, and I had it the other day, and it was so delicious.
Is it good?
It's amazing.
Okay, and then since we're talking about food here, Aldi. Aldi, did they do like that classic rock cheese thing a little while ago, or was that Trader Joe's? They remember they
Aldi.
Had the classic. Okay, Aldi. So now Aldi's doing St. Patrick's Day cheese infused with alcohol. Oh. Irish cheddar with beer, Irish cheddar with whiskey, aged Irish cheddar, pesto gouda, and English sage derby.
It actually sounds really good.
Yeah, I'm Irish, and I'm like, okay, is there anything we haven't infused with alcohol? We're done? I mean, we've already done punch. There are alcohol-infused punch keys you can get down in Hamtramck.
Yeah, but there's already, like, beer cheese that you can get with pretzel dippers at certain places. It's cheese made with beer, so that has to taste delicious.
Here's a crazy thought.
Okay.
Just drink the beer. You don't need to fool me. You don't need to hide it. I like beer. I like to drink the beer. I don't need it in cheese. You know where I want the cheese? Off to the side. It gets in the way of my beer if you put it in there.
You have a valid point.
Right. You know what goes good with beer? Beer.
Beer.
Beer goes good with beer. Don't overthink this, Aldi. Just stay in your lane. SX Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Lots going on our Friday show. We will get you all caught up next, and we need to get your snow pants out. We'll explain.
Pants on the ground.
No, not that freak on the airplane. We're not doing that. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, wrapping up the show here. Thanks to Angie. Thanks to you guys for all the phone calls and support and stuff. We will get the texting fixed. We apologize. Normally, it's part big part of the show if it's text keywords back. We'll get that working for you. All right. First of all, who do we want to say hi to this morning, or city of the week?
We want to say hello to all of our friends in Southfield, and especially our friends at Specs Howard School of Media Arts on West 9 Mile in Southfield. Ryan went to school there. I went to school there years and years and years ago, but I know Holly and the crew has us on every morning. So thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
Thanks, my broadcasting way. We do want to say hi to everybody at Specs Howard School of Broadcasting.
That's actually really good.
You're right. Oh, that school's awesome. That's my broadcasting voice right there. You like that?
I do.
Stop by Specs Howard. Okay. Although they should never close. By the way, Specs Howard, if you're listening, and we know you are, Holly and everybody else, and there's a snow day for everybody else, no.
Okay.
Part of being a broadcaster is to make it through the weather no matter what.
That's a good idea.
Just saying. Okay. Tomorrow morning is just part of what's leading up to a huge weekend here at the radio station. If you think about it, Aaron, tomorrow night we're giving away the 80s and the Sand Trip at Capone's. You can still come out for that as well. A huge party,
right? Oh, that's right. And we're going to have a last chance no-show pool for that.
Right.
So if you come out to Capone's, you have to be there by 6:30.
Right, 6:30. So that's Friday night. Then Saturday, you still got time to sign up. It's our Cold as Ice tournament. We've renamed it. You're as cold. Anyway, but you still got time to do that, but you got to get on the front page. It's at WCSX.com. It's right there.
Yep, it's under events, and it's going to be at Lake St. Clair Metro Park, and we're still looking for teams for our human Iditarod at the Cold as Ice Winter Festival. This is really cool. You get to pull a dog and a sled to help with the Redemption Road Animal Rescue here in Michigan. Doesn't cost that much. Bring your dog. We're going to pull the dogs. It's going to be a blast.
And if you still want ice fish, too, you can do that as well. So yep. All that information. So like I said, a ton of stuff going on. Tomorrow morning, we will have your final chances. Two chances to win Bob Seger tickets, and we'll knock those out early in the morning. So we'll give it times right now. 6:20 and 7:20.
6:20 and 7:20.
Book it. 6:20 and 7:20. We will play two songs from Seger. When you hear it, you call. If you're caller 31, you're going to the show.
And you get vinyl.
You do get the vinyl as well. Plus, we got Battle of the Burbs.
Oh, tomorrow. My goodness.
Plus, we got Women Who Rock. Who are we meeting tomorrow?
Oh, we're going to talk with somebody from Care House. Have you heard of Care House?
I have heard of Care House. Okay, cool. All right. We'll get into that as well. And then also, our Friday six-pack, as we kind of like give away the trip tomorrow night, we're going to do summer songs tomorrow morning.
How fun is that?
Summer songs. So all that is going on. I told you, man.
Busy.
And then we got to talk about the old lady tomorrow who drew a handgun on somebody and broke into her house, and she sounds just like the grandma from The Nutty Professor.
Fantastic.
Come on, Cletus. She drew on this dude, too, man. Lots going on. All right, we're out. Julian's next. Don't forget to check out the House Cast a little bit later on this morning. We'll be talking with Phil Collin from Def Leppard.
They have so much going on, too, right now.
We have a great idea that we're going to pitch him.
Okay.
About who should induct them into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
It's a fictional character.
Huh.
He buys this. That's right. Winnie the Pooh for Def Leppard. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.